MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
The nutrients in the foods that we eat enable the cells in our bodies to perform their necessary functions. What you eat can greatly affect your health and well-being. Scientific studies have shown time and again that choosing healthy foods can reduce the risk of heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. My guest today is Andrea Gergen. She's a registered dietitian nutritionist at MedStar Washington Hospital Center's bariatric clinic. Welcome to the show, Andrea. So tell us about healthy eating and how it can help us, because people hear about supplements in case they're not getting all the healthy foods that they should be getting. So kind of give us a summary of healthy eating and really what it does for us.
Sure. Thank you for having me. What happens with diet and exercise, it's all working together to help optimize every function in your body. So having the right nutrition, like vitamins and minerals and protein and carbohydrates and fat and all the good things like that, in a reasonable balance helps everything work just a little bit better. So you're looking at energy production, support of the cardiovascular system, healthy bones and teeth. All of that works together, and you can usually get it from a balanced diet, but sometimes you have a little bit more trouble with that, so it's easier to supplement and make sure that you're getting what you need.
So then let's talk about getting what you need. And people don't always know. They hear about these diets and fad diets and no carbohydrates, and carbohydrates are bad or too much fat. So clear up a little bit about portion sizes and what we should see on our plate. And also, Andrea, please reiterate the importance of carbohydrates, because even a tomato and a carrot are carbohydrates. So people need these in their diet. So tell us what our plate looks like.
Absolutely. I think it really depends on what your goals are. If you're trying to lose weight, it might be slightly different than if you're just trying to maintain your weight and optimize your energy levels and things like that. But in general, what I do recommend is half your plate being vegetables and a quarter of your plate being starch, carbohydrates, as we would sometimes call them, and then a quarter of your plate being protein. Now, those vegetables are definitely carbohydrates, as you say. They're considered complex carbohydrates, so they're loaded with fiber, lots of vitamins and minerals, but they're not going to be the starchy kind that people assume we make up the section of carbs. But carbs are important for energy production. A lot of research studies out there have shown that they're good for reducing inflammation in the body and supporting a healthy cardiovascular system. So really, there are a lot of fad diets out there and a lot of misconceptions, really. And for the most part, unless you have some sort of major allergy or intolerance, you really don't need to be cutting out healthy ingredients in your diet, like bread and pasta, rice, all the fruits and vegetables. Potatoes are okay. They get a bad rap too. It's really about the portion sizes and making sure that you're balancing what's on your plate. So I use a small plate. I actually use side plates and recommend that my clients and patients do as well. Use a side plate or a salad plate. Fill it half with vegetables, quarter with starch, and a quarter with a nice lean protein. And that can give you a lot of the energy that you need, a lot of the fiber and vitamins and minerals, without leaving room for kind of the things that are not going to be your best friends in the weight loss process or in the healthy eating process.
So if you wanted to use food as an energy source, which it is automatically, are there certain foods that you like people to, you've mentioned vegetables, and if we want to stay alert and really be as sharp as we can and have focus, what foods do you like us to eat?
Ooh, for alert and focus, I mean, you want proper brain function and nerve function for being alert and focusing. So a lot of the things you would be looking for would be your minerals, like magnesium is good for nerve transmission and things like that. So you want to make sure that your central nervous system is at its peak, basically. Lots of vitamins and minerals are going to be very important for that. So I don't recommend kind of targeting the vitamins and minerals unless you're doing supplements because you're missing things. But making sure that you have a good balance, lots and lots of fluid, so water is your best choice there, can help boost the function of your vitamins and minerals, make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So you can feel kind of sluggish and fatigued with, you know, a little bit of a brain fog if you're missing some fluid and are dehydrated. And a lot of people are more dehydrated than they really think they are. It isn't until, you know, you get thirsty that you think, oh, I should drink something. But usually you're experiencing dehydration long before thirst comes in. And that is a huge problem for energy. Other things that are helpful, B vitamins are wonderful for kind of keeping the energy going and making sure that you're functioning at your best.
So how do we know how much we're getting as far as magnesium and calcium, especially for women and older women, and the B vitamins and B12? We hear about that for alertness and focus. And how do we know, and if we are not getting what we should be getting from our food, what do you recommend as far as multivitamins or extra D or any of those kinds of things?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think for the most part, if you're eating a balanced diet and you really are getting in kind of a good combination of things, and that can be, leafy green vegetables, some citrus fruits, you're getting in lean protein sources, including beans and eggs. Those are great options as well that are very packed with vitamins and minerals. When you're getting all of those things in, you know, whole grain breads and fortified cereals and things like that have a lot of the things that we're looking for. Most of the time, you're not going to be deficient in these, vitamins and minerals. It's not very common to be deficient in these if you're having a balanced diet. But one of the best things you can do, if you're feeling fatigued or if you're feeling sluggish, there are other things that can happen too, like muscle cramping or weakness. Some other things could be strange things like tingling and numbness in your hands and feet and, nausea and vomiting, things like that. Some of that can come from lacking in vitamins and minerals. So I do recommend go to your doctor, get tested, have your blood tested for nutrient deficiencies, and they're the best source for figuring out what levels your body requires, you know, what you're missing. And basically they'll send you to the right place to get supplements that you might need. Sometimes you just need a little bit of vitamin D. For instance, I'm vitamin D deficient on a regular basis, and so I do have to supplement, and I found that out at my doctor's office. So not everybody needs a multivitamin. Most of the time they won't do you any harm. I would go for a complete multivitamin. Unless you're over 50 or so, you might not need as much iron at that age. But in general, for most adults, just a regular complete multivitamin can really give you everything that you need if you're lacking. But in general, I would go for specific vitamins and minerals that you're missing so that you're not kind of overdoing it and that you can really focus on your food.
Well, I found that I am vitamin D deficient as well, so like you, and I do supplement that because it is an important nutrient that many people, so it's a good idea to check with your physician to see if you are vitamin D deficient or any of those nutrients, as Andrea said. Now, what about weight loss? Because eating for health and to stay alert, relax, have more energy, that is different than necessarily losing weight, which is a whole different ballgame and quite hard to do. What do you recommend as your best advice about weight loss and making sure that we're still getting those adequate nutrients that we need? And what do you think about journaling?
Sure. I think you have a really good point there. I mean, there are differences. The nice thing about kind of an all foods fit approach, which is the approach that I take, is making sure that you have a generally healthy lifestyle. So when you are quote unquote dieting, that you're actually implementing strategies that you're going to use for the rest of your life. You're not creating some sort of unsustainable approach that once you finish, you know, the weight comes back on. So really they do go hand in hand, kind of healthy eating and trying to lose weight. My big suggestions for people are to make sure that you're not skipping meals. I think people are under the assumption that if I don't eat much, I'll lose weight. And that works for, you know, some people, but for the most part, it's very, very tough. If your body isn't getting what it needs, it starts to panic, and it goes into this starvation mode, and it's really going to be very hard to lose weight because your body thinks it's protecting you from starvation, basically. So making sure that you're eating 3 meals a day. You can make some kind of small meals, and that's fine. But making sure you're getting 3 meals a day and then making sure that you have some protein in each of those meals. Because when you cut your calories, you want to make sure you have plenty of protein in your body. Otherwise, your body starts to think it's starving, and it's going to look for the amino acids that it would get from protein. It's going to find it in your muscle stores. Instead of burning off your fat stores, it's going to use your muscle stores, and that's something you really don't want because muscles really help you burn more calories. So making sure you have 3 meals a day and that you have lots of healthy, lean protein that's going to keep your body kind of relaxed and allowing you to use the fat stores to burn off for energy. Journaling, it's tough to maintain. I think a lot of people struggle kind of daily making sure that you get it in, but I do think in the weight loss process, you can come up with some really interesting information, and I think information is incredibly valuable in the weight loss process. And figuring out what you're doing on a regular basis that might be helping you or that might be hurting you. So I do recommend at least writing it down on a piece of paper, and any dietitian nutritionist can take a look at it and see, okay, what, you know, what's working for you and what's not working for you. But also using apps or website that allow you to track your food and then automatically provide you with information, you might start seeing where there are some red flags, like maybe a food that you love is just, you know, too high in fat or calories, or maybe you're not getting enough protein than you thought you were. And a lot of those can also track your vitamin and mineral intake. So that's, you know, something that you can kind of look at and see if something needs to be shifted there as well. But making sure that you're getting, you know, plenty of vitamins and minerals, making sure that you're getting your protein in and that you're eating on a consistent basis can really help you with the weight loss process. My one last tip for losing weight is to make sure you're not drinking your calories. If you're bringing in calories from sodas and juices and frappuccinos and the sports drinks and things like that, it's so easy to overdo your calories that way, and you're not getting a whole lot out of it. A lot of times you're missing fiber and a lot of the vitamins and minerals that you could be getting from whole foods. So making sure that when you're drinking, that you're not drinking extra calories.
It's great information. So wrap it up for us with your best advice, Andrea, on really healthy eating and what we should be thinking about when we really want to see that good, healthy plate to stay alert, to relax, to have more energy, and just really for our optimal well-being.
I think kind of a culmination of things. I had a friend actually tell me something pretty interesting, which was, you know, nutrition is kind of boring. We know what we should be doing, but sometimes it's hard to actually put it into place. So every once in a while, just doing a double check and making sure, am I eating regularly? Am I filling my plate with fruits and vegetables and a variety of foods, protein, and even some starch, and making sure that you're getting all of those things and that you're satisfied and enjoying your meals? Because if you're not, it's easy to give up. It's easy to throw your hands in the air and say, I'm not doing this. So stick with it. Look for a balance. Variety on your plate. Do you have, you know, gorgeous green leafy vegetables and ripe fruits, which are amazing right now locally, you know, and some lean protein? The grill is a great place to get your lean protein right now, so make sure you're getting that on your plate. But it's all about balance and making sure that, you know, it's livable, it's something you can kind of adopt as a long-term lifestyle, and that you've got a good variety. And if you ever are doubting what's going on, seek professionals. We've got all the information that you need, and we can really help you focus in on what's going right and what's going wrong.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Andrea. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. For more information, please visit MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.